When you decide it's time to go the extra mile and build your future, something changes. Your life becomes extraordinary. And that's what the U.S. Army Reserve is all about. In just 1 week in the month and 2 weeks a year, you'll get an edge in your everyday life. The Army Reserve offers hands-on training, careers, so your skills grow right along with your mental and physical strength. Covering college costs, assistance with student loans, they're all added benefits of joining the Army Reserve. And with flexible service options, you won't have to give up your day-to-day life. Plus, you could be eligible for an enlistment bonus of up to $20,000. Build your future in the Army Reserve with excellent career training, education benefits, flexible service options, and more. Plus, you'll make a difference in the lives of others, as well as your own. Go the extra mile in your life and visit GoArmyReserve.com to learn more about the Army Reserve. Paid for by the U.S. Army.
My dad's idea of a good time is hitting bucket after bucket of slices at the local driving range when it's 100 degrees outside. Whatever. Luckily, there's Main Event Entertainment, where there is something fun for everyone, and the AC is always on. Now friends and families can enjoy a variety of awesome fun, like bowling, billiards, laser tag, gravity ropes, and more, starting at only $15.95 per person with their summer fun pass. So listen to me. This summer, grab your family and friends and head into Main Event and ask for their summer fun pass. It's where everyone can enjoy a slice of fun together without having to witness how bad of a golfer your dad really is.
Hurry in to Main Event this summer and purchase your very own fun pass starting at $15.95 per session. Fun is Main Event. Promotion valid May 21st through September 7th. Not valid with any other offer or towards group reservations. Certain restrictions apply. Go to MainEvent.com for more details.
If you or someone you know is addicted to drugs or alcohol, this could be the most important message of your life. Write down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-452-1635. That's 1-800-452-1635. By calling the treatment helpline for drug and alcohol addiction, you can turn your life around. Our advisors will match you with a proven 5-star luxury treatment center that will end your drug or alcohol addiction once and for all. Your future can still be bright. When you call right now, you'll speak to someone who understands what you're going through. Let us help you break your addiction to drugs and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential, and if you have private insurance, there should be no cost to you. Take 5 minutes of your time and call right now. It may change your life for the better. Call 1-800-452-1635. That's 1-800-452-1635. Call 1-800-452-1635.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction to ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-237-2199. 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199.
CBS Local's Best Of section has everything you need to look your best for less. For all your local shopping and style hints, tips, and tricks, visit the Best Of homepage at bestof.cbslocal.com. CBS Local. We know shopping and style. We know local.
Bears fans, trust all of our shows and team of Bears experts to get you ready for the start of the regular season, along with live Bears reports from Hallis Hall, breaking Bears news, and in-depth conversation with Bears players and coaches, only on Chicago's home for Bears fans. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. Let's go! Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update studio, I'm Nick Szapkowski.
Bryant with two outs. High fly ball out in the deep right. That ball is gone! Cubs win! 2-1!
That's Len Casper on WGN-TV today. Chris Bryant, a walk-off in the bottom of the ninth for the Cubs. They've won five in a row. This one, a 2-1 victory over the Indians at Wrigley Field. John Lester doesn't get the win, but a great outing for him. He goes 8 2/3, allows just one run. Cubs now 21 games over 500 and are off to San Francisco for the first of three. That starts tomorrow night. Some news at the ballpark this morning, though, and it's not good. Jorge Soler to the disabled list with a left oblique strain. Jason Mott to the DL as well with a shoulder strain. Zach Roscup and Tommy La Stella called up to the big league squad. Bears were back at work at Halas Hall today. Jeremiah Ratliff received word that he'll be suspended for the first three regular season games without pay for violating the NFL's policy and program for substances of abuse. He's not going to appeal that decision because it stems from his arrest for DWI in 2013. Bears also made a couple moves today. They signed guard Lucas Nix to a one-year deal and waived tackle Jason Weaver. White Sox are back home for a seven-game homestand, first of three against the Red Sox tonight. Jeff Samardzija takes on Joe Kelly in the pitching matchup. Catch that right here at 6:35. The pregame show starts on 670 The Score. And in the NFL today, the Patriots agree to a one-year deal with veteran receiver Reggie Wayne. This scoreboard update is brought to you by the Backyard Barbecue Store, your Big Green Egg Superstore in Wilmette. And breaking news on The Score is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai Algonquin, summer clearance event going on now. I'm Nick Szczepkowski, and you're listening to Chicago's number one sports radio station, Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour brought to you by Northwestern Football, Chicago's Big Ten team. For tickets, visit nusports.com.
Boars and Bernstein.
Nah.
Chicago Sports Radio.
Why did I know I'd hear that again?
The Score.
It's my guy. We got Boys of Bernstein, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. We've talked about a little bit of everything today, and now we're talking a little baseball because the Cubs continue to roll along. Five in a row, Chris Bryant, dramatic home run. Pretty good at a dramatic hit for a guy who can't play. But here's what's happened now.
Bust.
Oh, he's a bust. There's no
total
doubt.
Bust.
I knew it from when he got here, he was a bust.
You kept saying it, yep.
So now here's how the tenor has changed. Now it's... when you get to the playoffs, that's when they become the Cubs. That's what happened. Then you know, then you know what happens. It's like that. All that's changed. All that other stuff. No, wait a minute. I never said that. Yes, you said that.
Even if they win a championship, their refrain will be, "Well, this was supposed to be multiple championships." I'm serious.
I know.
There's no going back.
Ridiculous thing.
There's no going back. Once you go down that road of, we don't understand. This is stupid. Why are they losing? This isn't going to work. And there's always been a move of the goalpost to say, well,
now,
this isn't good enough, or that isn't good enough. Okay.
Well, so they're looking good for the playoffs, but then you know what that means. Well, tell me. Tell me what it means. Well, the team's got nothing to do with any of this other stuff. Tell me what it means.
I can't answer for it.
But tell me what it means. Failure is... If you want to say, look, you know they're never going to win, say it. Say it. Don't say, well, you know what that... No, tell me what it means. Tell me what it means.
You're the new Gary from Evanston. You really are.
Put it in your words.
You love making yourself mad.
Put it... I have to do that once in a while.
You always do it.
Because remember, you have to stir yourself up a little bit.
Sometimes.
This is coming from you.
I had a lovely weekend of not really worrying about any of it. I will tell you this. I had one of the great breakfasts of my life yesterday. I was not expecting it. I'm telling you. Sometimes you know it that you just say, look, that was serious, like a note perfect where everything was just right. Every single thing. Holy crap, was that good. It had been a long time since I don't eat breakfast. Only on vacation. It's the only time that I actually sit down and order breakfast.
I have two pieces of toast every day.
It's Elwood Blues.
Mm-hmm.
This was something, this is pretty spectacular. I mean, this is one of the best southern buttermilk biscuits I've had since I was in North Carolina. With a sausage gravy, it's perfect, and bacon, and this spicy homemade sausage. Eggs and strong black coffee.
Okay, so I'm dead already
coffee.
With homemade sausage, yeah.
Why are you dead?
You said spicy.
Yeah, it was spicy. They didn't even tell you it was spicy, but it was really good. It was like a red pepper flake and not just the usual black pepper spice either. And a couple of sliced tomatoes on the side. I mean, just excellent.
I'm on the floor in agony.
Oh, but yeah, but it's worth it. It's worth it. The rest of the day, like my body wasn't used to having this enormous breakfast.
It's a lot of stuff that's worth it.
I felt like I felt like was it Richard Seymour? Who was it? It was J.J. Watt in talking to the big fat guy about breakfast on Hard Knocks. Oh my God. It's just
They could eat breakfast for every meal
for
and all
every
that.
Meal. Yeah. It's just when those guys
could eat breakfast for every meal.
We're talking about it like it's Wilfork just they're just
Vince Wilfork and JJ Watt. Yeah, and Vince looks like he has some fun with meals. But I never heard anybody say he could eat breakfast all day long, like three times a day.
And both breakfast, of them, just
breakfast,
the,
breakfast would be
just,
fine.
Just the romance of breakfast to the two of
God,
them.
God, yep. Not a what?
Oh, you don't do an occasional breakfast for dinner?
Hell no.
Make yourself some eggs Benedict on a big plate? No.
No.
It's six or seven poached eggs. About
six or seven poached eggs? No.
3/4 pound of Canadian bacon? No.
No.
Oh, I kill that once. Once in a while, no. I will do that. You get a jar of the Reese's Hollandaise, which is about the best jarred Hollandaise you can find. I'm not making my own damn Hollandaise because that's just a bitch. So I get a jar of that. You heat it up. You pour it over poached eggs and warmed up Canadian bacon on like six English muffins.
Oh. I'm not the guy who wants breakfast three times a day.
Well, I'm not saying three times a day, but every once in a while, you got to do breakfast for dinner. Or make like a big skillet where it's just like six eggs and you throw everything else in it. No?
Not a chance.
No, you're missing out on life.
Happens.
You're missing out on life.
Not a chance.
John and Joliet.
Yeah, I'll have to
score.
Look into that.
Hi, John.
Thanks a lot, Dan. Now I'm sitting in the McDonald's drive-thru thinking about breakfast.
I can't help you there. You have to wait a few hours.
Look, I'm calling. I'm serious about this. Why would we have to start on the south side to be a little happy like the north side? I mean,
you got
to
get better at baseball. It has to start by being better at baseball.
I want game-winning home runs. I want good young players, but we just don't seem to have that on our side of town.
Not according to your broadcast. You said that Avisail Garcia is the most talented White Sox player he's seen since Bo Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
That guy's full of crap. Have a good day, guys.
All right, John. Enjoy your whatever you're going to have.
The only guy I've ever seen total package more talent than Avi Garcia with Bo Jackson.
Here's my problem with this whole thing, because if Trace Thompson is going to hit 25 to 30 home runs, here's the problem. You've got your right fielder. Your center field is a long-term contract, and Cabrera's three years, is it not? When's he going to hit him? When you hit them, when is it going to happen? When is he going to begin to lash his 30 home runs? Because they could use that. They could. I think they could use that.
I mean, it really is striking that the White Sox team aggregate position player wins above replacement is 2.5.
Yeah, that's surprising.
As a team,
2.5. That's surprising.
Two.
How's Bo Jackson doing out in right field? Is he well above that?
2.5.
Oh. You know what? That's what I thought of right away. I don't know about you. I thought of that right away.
But just how many... the stuff about the most talented... What are you watching?
What are you talking about? What I don't know, why everything in life, in his life, is a grand proclamation. We love it. Don't get us wrong.
It's got to be some historical... Just say.
He's got historical significance for you.
Just say that I think the guy has more talent than his play has shown. He's very talented.